friends. Blessing and peace on you in the mighty name of King Jesus. Welcome, guys, to a very special edition of The Pulse. I don't know what happened to our video. I was waiting for our Pulse video to come on, but it didn't come on. But I'm on, and I'm here, and I am in a room full of people here. Guys, this is the ODX weekend. Let's give it up. Come on, guys. Wow, very special edition. Guys, I got people from all over the world that have come in here. Folks from all over the place. And I appreciate you guys making it in here today. I know that a lot of y'all are watching. You're just jealous. You should be. You should be jelly because this is a very special day. And we're going to have, for the next hour or so, I'm going to have some special guests we're going to be taking. We're going to be fielding questions from people within the room. And then we're going to go behind the veil. And today's behind the veil is exclusive to this room full of people as I show you guys some behind the scenes of what we're doing and how we're doing. But, man, I just bless you guys. I bless you and I call you blessed. I want to ask Karen to give the microphone to somebody that just sits out there, right out there in the middle. And once we go to the questions, we'll have an open mic that is out there. But guys, I got some folks that I want to introduce to y'all, people that you'll already know that is from The Pulse and people that work with me. And how many of you guys have already seen somebody that you've seen on TV or you've seen on, you're like, hey, I know who that is. How many of you guys saw Pastor Pauline Wick? How many of you guys saw her? Yeah. So Pastor Pauline, are you in the house still in here? Pastor Pauline, there's Pastor Pauline right over there. Pauline is here, and you're like, oh my gosh, I know her, oh my gosh. Well, there she is, right on. And if you're from the Pacific Northwest, you might have saw her out at Chinook Fest, right on. For everybody that's just now tuning in across all of my platforms, if y'all will please be very gracious to like and to share and to say I'm watching from here and I'm watching from there, and man, I wish I was there. I wonder how the food outreach went. Well, you know what? You're going to find out, right on. You're going to find out. Now, every single week, guys, whenever I do this. I do this with my oldest boy. I have four biological children. My oldest is 36 or 37. I think Ben is 33 or 34. And then the twins are 31. This is my son. I claim him as my son, even though the DNA test is still not out. Guys, this is Ben Brewer. He's right here. Come over here, Ben. Oh, Ben. Ayantahe, my honey. That is Comanche Indian, according to John Wayne movies. Ayantahe, right on. So right on. So you brought me this. Why? Get over here and talk. I'm like, yeah, I said I'm wearing one, but I... Hey, Grace, do you want this hat? Come here, man, I'll throw it to you. Come over here. Oh, man, listen, I'm about to give away a whole bunch of prizes. Grace asked for a hat, so I'm going to give one. There you go, Grace. Boom. God bless you, ma'am. Okay. Right on. There you go. Oh, Ben.
Opa.
Yeah, so turn on your mic there. Yeah, it is kind of important. It's good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you, too. How are you today?
I'm doing good, man. Blowing and going. It's a busy weekend and happy to share all this with all my friends that are here.
Yes, sir. It's good to see all y'all's faces today.
So a lot of y'all, I only know you by your names because I see your names online. Ben's about to tell me who all's on here. I see your names on here all the time. And can I tell you something? You don't look like your names. Isn't it funny how you just imagine how somebody looks and like, oh, wow, right on. I remember the first time I ever saw Cheryl Lohmer.
Yep.
And she's from Michigan. Cheryl's always on there. And I'm like, oh, you're a hobbit. You guys remember that? I was like, oh my gosh. I know Cheryl. Cheryl's probably watching because she is plugged into everything that we actually do. Right on. Who else is on there, Ben?
Right now we have Lisa Bennett's on here. We got Jody Murphy's on here. Dylan's also on here, which she came back to help us out this weekend on the chat room. Yep. She's in here somewhere. Yep. There she is over there.
Hey, are any of you guys, hey Dylan, what's going on? Are any of you guys on right now? You're like, no, I'm watching it live. Why would I do that? Like somebody else says, no, it's all good. So Ben, one of the things that you do for me is you have a team of people and you strictly just work on all the hate mail that comes to me.
Oh, I do. And it's glorious.
So listen, we really enjoy our hate mail. We really do. We're not like most ministries. We don't like, oh no. Listen, we're not like that
nope.
at all. And we laugh about it. And we think it's hilarious when somebody hates us. We know they either have a demon or they're stupid. We know that. And so it's like, you know, they're either demonic or they're just not very smart. I mean, what are you going to do? But we get some interesting hate mail, don't we?
Oh, we do.
We get some interesting packages.
I've got an interesting package, yes.
Yeah, we get some interesting packages and we get some interesting hate mail. I got a whole team of people that goes through my mail and they actually give me love mail every week, but they don't give me hate mail. And I'm like, I want to see my hate mail. And they're like, no.
I get to see it though.
Do you remember the first time Megan saw my hate mail list?
Oh, dude, she cried for days.
She cried and cried and cried. And you were like, we were laughing. And Megan was crying, Daddy, please don't read that. That was the meanest thing I ever heard. Now, listen, man, you got to be thick skinned, man.
So now poor Sherry has to help me go through all the hate mail too.
So Sherry, and so one of the things that we have to deal with that we literally have to time. So my team that goes over all of our media, one of the things that they have to go through is tons of pornography because the porno industry puts all kinds of porno all over all of our stuff.
All day, every day.
And they got to constantly be deleting porno.
Mm-hmm.
So we want in a really big way. And by the way, here's what I say to them. To hell with them. Amen. Those are not our friends. And those enslaved girls that they are filming, we're coming after them in Jesus' name.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And so, but you guys got to go through a whole bunch of mess, and that's not easy to do. And then also, too, you actually skunk people. Tell everybody what it means to be skunked, Ben.
So it's one of my favorite things to do. Pastor Troy did a series, I don't know, probably 2-3 years back.
Yeah, you've been
where he was wearing a skunk hat, a literal skunk hat, and he was answering his hate mail, right? So I took that and I ran with it. And so now when I ban somebody on YouTube or one of my teammates bans somebody on YouTube, we have a little skunk emoji that goes up there and we have a hashtag, you've been skunked.
Listen, people get so mad if you ban them because they think they have the right to speak filth into your life. And no, you don't. You're a punk. And you need to get a job is what you need to do. You don't have the right to get on a single one of our platforms and spill your filth on here. So we want our sites to be friendly.
Yep.
And in fact, we insist that they are. And we have a whole team of people that just goes through stuff, constantly deleting stuff, putting in stuff, right? And you're a big part of that team.
Yes, sir.
Hats off to you, Ben Brewer.
Thank you, sir. And thank you, Sherry and Dylan, everybody else to help us out too. And Jocelyn's in here too.
Awesome. Well, besides, so you've been doing this a long time.
I have.
You've been with me since you were a little boy.
Yep.
And traveled with me all over the world. Been with me to India and Uganda and Mexico, untold amount of times. Mm-hmm. Amazon jungle, everywhere. You've been all over the place.
Yes, sir.
But, and then you travel with me domestically and set up the camera for me and all that kind of stuff. So guys, I wanted you guys to be able to meet Ben. Be sure and say hi to him. And be nice to him. And listen, he likes it when you do this. Come on, kitty, 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 kitty. He likes that. Y'all be sure and do that because he likes that. Okay. Next bull out of the chute that I have over here is a young lady who's been with me for years and years and years and years and years. She's been with me since she was a teenage girl. She's a grown woman now. You see her on the Pulse every single day, and she's the one that helps me put together content, and she also helps me put together guests, and her name is Connie Jenkins. Connie, come on up here if you would. Hello, Connie. Hello, Miss Connie. How are you today?
I have to make sure my mic is on.
Yes, you do.
Hi, everybody. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Well, you're sitting on your purse, aren't you?
It's small enough.
And you got your cool Whataburger hat on.
I do. It's my favorite.
Move the mic back towards you.
Move this mic over here to you just a little bit. Right on. So we got a good ODX crowd here.
We do.
People from all over the place. Somebody that you can think of? Ben, you need to think of somebody too that you always see their name, but you never actually.
Oh, Reese is sitting right here. The one I'm always making fun of? That's Reese right there.
There's Reese from California. Everybody say, hey, Reese. Right on. Reese, man, we see you on there all the time, man. I'm so glad, man, that you're on there. Hang on, sir. Yeah. I'm going to get a mic on you, okay? So somebody's already sitting out here with a mic.
Pastor Pauline's coming.
There you go. Right on. Somebody sit over here in the middle, if you would. Pastor Pauline. Yeah,
sure.
Wow, look, guys, there's Pastor Pauline. Everybody say hello, Pastor Pauline.
Right on. What was I saying again? What did you ask me?
It's the best.
It's the best.
Really? So what do you like us?
I'm just kidding.
So what do you? What is it that you watch, and what is it, man, that you? Why do you hang out with us online? What is that all about?
Well, I watched you guys on YouTube for a long time. First, I was going through some stuff, and I watched like the past year, basically, of your sermons. And the Pulse came out, and I went in there. I didn't even know there was a chat, but I was going in the chat, And Ben is always horsing around, so I was like, it made me want to horse around.
Right? Yep.
And it's a blast. Like Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, if I can make it, if I'm not working or something like that, or I can't get away from like my work or something, I love it. And you guys, I feel like I'm in the room with you guys.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like, in a sense. And like, and thank you, Connie, for actually asking my questions to Troy. You make me feel like I'm not like a Nord or whatever. Thank
that's
you.
That's outstanding.
And I've been wanting to meet you every time I came out here. This is my third time here. The first time you were in Uganda when I came out.
Yep.
Second time I did meet you, and this is the best time, the third time.
Oh,
right on. Hey, man, we're happy you're here, buddy.
Thank you so much for everything. Like, it really does changed my life, where I feel like hope about I can actually do something for the Lord instead of sitting there like, what do I do? Because, like, you hear about the trafficking, and it's like, what do you, most people don't need, what do? Right? You're just like, oh, that's terrible, and I'm not going to do anything. But with you, you created this platform and this wonderful community where it's not religious and all that, like, garbage you see at church. And I love church, you know, all this. But here, it's I don't know. It's like me. Like, when you joke and stuff, it's like, I was thinking that or whatever. Like, it's like, I'm on, like, the same wavelength like that. So I love it so much. So thank you.
Oh, man, you're dangerous, buddy. You're dangerous.
Oh, he is.
I saw you out there helping us feed people at the Open Door Food Bank this morning. You were the blueberry boy. Right on. Hey, man, since you're already there, Pastor Pauline, which, by the way, Pauline is one of my favorite human beings on the face of the planet Earth. And I'm not just saying that. Listen, she knows I love her. I mean, she knows it. And Leanna, out of probably everybody that works with us, there's probably not anybody that me and Leanna both talk more about than we talk about Pauline. How proud we are of her, how much we love her. She has taken over so much of Leanna's ministry. I mean, Leanna is constantly telling me, Troy, I can tell, she's constantly bragging on you, Pauline, constantly. And you know, guys, she's the one that leads our praise and worship here. And she's just extraordinary. My favorite singer, bar none, any singer I've ever worked with, and I've worked with singers all over the planet Earth. And I'm telling you, bar none, I mean, not even a close second, Pauline is one of my favorite singers. Anyway, just love her. Just,
love you, Pastor.
I know you do, man. Thank you for loving me, man. I've always needed a sister like you. I have.
Got me.
I know I do. Hey, man, sitting right next to you is this troublemaker, Nick. Guys, before we continue, I gotta. We're actually gonna give him the microphone, and we'll leave the microphone with him for a few minutes, and I'll get to you because I got something I want to talk to you about. So you know what I'm going to talk to you about, right?
Yeah, you bet.
So, Nick, you're here all the way from...
Phoenix, Arizona.
From Phoenix, Arizona. Exactly right. So good to have you, Nick. Nick Leone.
So Nick, hi, everybody.
Nick actually showed up at my house the day before yesterday. I don't suggest y'all do that because y'all will get shot. But Nick got away with it. And actually, Nick and I are friends. We've been friends for a long time. So he came out and hung out with us a couple of days early, and he and I have been hanging out. He and I and Ben, we've been hanging out. He's a hoot. Right on. So I'll talk to you about your testimony here within the next few minutes. So just hang tough, okay?
You got it.
All right. So, Miss Connie, what are we doing today on The Pulse?
Today we're gonna start off with funny videos like what we've been doing lately. That's always fun. That's okay. One of my favorite segments now. And then we're gonna go into talking about some of our partners in the ministry. We're gonna talk about the upcoming Washington, D.C. Redemption Road Trip. When you go back and you speak to Congress again, and then we're gonna just go into some updates on rescues that y'all already know about, and a couple of new rescues that we haven't gotten to share the stories.
Okay, man. Well, then we got a lot to do. I tell you what, let's go ahead and let's bring up our other normal guests if we can do that, guys. This young lady, guys, I honestly love everybody that works with me so much. And it's a huge value that I have. Like, okay, if I can't be good friends with you, I really don't want you working with me. I mean, it's serious, I'm like that. Like, because there are children of the house and there are hirelings, okay? A hireling is a problem. And they're just a problem. And they are always problems. And they always have their own agenda. And they always have this and always have that. I want to tell you, we have so many sons and daughters of the house. That just, this is their ministry, this is their house, this is who they are, this is their walk with King Jesus. And I'm constantly looking, who is a hireling and who is somebody that is a child of the house? And guys, I want to just tell you this. Rebecca is certainly a child of the house, and she's here right now. Rebecca, come on up here. Rebecca Tamayo. Some say tomato, some say Tamayo. She's up here right now. Rebecca, so happy you're here. You're actually part of Pastor Pauline's praise and worship team.
Yes, sir.
And you lead there like on Wednesday nights, and you do that. Yes. You were leading praise and worship in this building whenever I moved over here back in 2013.
Yep, I've been here.
What were you, like 5 years old back then?
Like 25, 26, yeah.
Listen, she doesn't look like it, but she's old.
Yes, I
old am. As the hills, man. And she looks like she's 15, but she's like, you know, in her 60s. Incredible. So anyway, well, it's good to see you. Yeah, it's great to see you. So you had, me and Ben went off on a bear hunt last week. And we were up there catching fish and blasting bears in northern Manitoba. Yeah, northern Manitoba. And we all made a pact, and this was our pact. If we see, because they drop you off in the woods, and then they leave you there for 6 to 10 hours, and you're in your stand, the next closest stand is over 30 miles away, and you're there, and there's bears all over the place, including grizzly bears. And we were like, okay, if we see Bigfoot or anything blurry, we made a blood pact. We're going to blast it.
Yep.
Okay, just thought I'd share that with y'all. Now let's continue to talk. While that was going on, while that was happening. No, I'm not making friends with Bigfoot, just so that you know. He's going to get a bullet in the brain if I ever see him. That's what the devil gets for showing up in my neck of the woods.
Yep. Amen.
Amen. And they're like, well, what if he's friendly? I'm not friendly. I'm not friendly to anything Nephilim. All right, now let's continue. Let's continue before I get off on my rant about all that. So, hey, man, while I was up there and while I was doing that, you were like, I got this call. We got up there on Sunday. We left right after church. We flew to, we had an emergency land in South Dakota because we had rapid decompression.
Yeah.
Yep.
And we had an emergency land.
That was fun.
Yeah. And that was fun.
That's not fun.
I mean, who needs eardrums, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Who needs that? But then we got that fixed, and here's the words of the pilot. Well, it kind of seems like it's kind of worked itself out, you know, so let's just keep flying.
Yep.
Wow.
It's fine.
Okay. Yeah, it's fine. It's no big deal.
This is fine.
I'll be fine.
Oxygen has left the airplane. It makes a screaming noise. Your ears pop, and it's the loudest thing you ever heard in your whole life, and you can't breathe, you know? And so anyway, that happened last Sunday. So while we were up there, we're going up there, I get up there, and I hear this. Okay, something terrible has happened with Rebecca, and you were supposed to go on the missions trip down to the Mexican border.
Yes, sir.
And you didn't, and praise God you weren't down there when this happened.
Yes.
Because you went through all this stuff where, okay, you're pregnant and you're having a miscarriage. You had every kind of horrible diagnosis that you can imagine. Whatever it is, it's going to be horrible. Mm-hmm. And you're toast. I want to just tell you, you have to rebuke the words that are spoken against
you. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And man, you let these doctors, these quacks who have been on these universities where these demons are, speak into your life what's going to happen. You're a fool. Mm-hmm. Do not let those knuckleheads speak death into your life.
Mm-hmm.
They'll say, hey, I came in here because of your expertise. It doesn't mean that you're smart. Mm-hmm. Amen. Do not trust them.
No.
And so you had to stand against that, and it turned out that you were actually having an appendix attack.
Yeah.
Which, how many of y'all have had that happen?
No.
It'll get your attention.
It sure did.
That and a gallbladder attack.
Yeah, I heard that one was bad.
Your attention. I had my gallbladder yanked out last year.
I heard that. Yeah. That is not
fun. God. Do you know what's terrible? When right before they were about to take me under, okay, two girls that were in the emergency room, they were like, hey, Pastor Troy. And I'm like, oh, my God, do I know y'all? They're like, we know you. And I'm like, you're about to know me better, aren't you? And they went, yes.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, okay, before you guys knock me out and strip me down completely naked, and you guys operate on this fat body for the next hour, I want you to make a blood oath with me right now that you will lie and tell everybody I'm chiseled.
I didn't.
Exactly what I told them.
Until
I said, pinky swear. They said, we pinky swear. We all laughed. I went, good night, girls. And they knocked me out.
Oh, my God. No. I'm glad that didn't happen to me.
Oh, yeah.
No.
It's so cool to be famous. So now that I said that, you had emergency surgery. And then what's amazing is not only, dude, you were up the next Sunday and you were leading praise and worship.
Mm-hmm. Praise is what got me. I remember getting every diagnosis and then I was just praising, and praise is all I had, and that's all I could do. And I used that against the enemy, and that is my sword. So I used it, and I had to sing on Sunday. I felt like my soul needed to do it, and I came alive for sure.
Well, you made that look easy, and I know it was not. No.
But it was awesome.
Especially with you being as old as you are. I know, a long recovery time.
A healthy old person. So that's what they told me, that I was very healthy. So
you did it, man. Yeah. Well, just again, the dedication and the commitment we have with people here is just ridiculous. It truly is. So, and praise and worship was so good too.
It was. Right, yeah,
well, Miss Connie, you brought a couple of videos for us to show. And by the way, for everybody who's just now tuning in on all of our social media, be sure and like this and share this and let people know it's ODX weekend, and people from all over the United States have flown in here to be a part of this because they're stage two or stage three participants.
Mm-hmm. Hey, our partner is so awesome to get to see. See the all that could make it out, like here physically in the house. It's so super exciting and super rewarding for us because we put so much like work into this, and we put our heart into it, and we're just glad and feel so privileged to know that people are like, yeah, we connect with this. Y'all are family for us. So thank y'all so much for making the provisions that you needed to be able to make it out.
It's really an honor.
Yes,
it truly is. Thank you. All right, Ms. Pierce, what's our first video and what is this all about?
The first one is a sweet example of let everything that has breath praising the Lord.
Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Here we go.
I'm going to talk about Jesus.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
That's loud.
Okay, fine.
No.
Oh, yeah.
That's outstanding. I need her. That little girl, she's like, excuse me, I got my praise on. You ain't going to interrupt me. I like her. Okay, what else we have on here?
The next one is a really, really sweet example. Well, another really good example of everything that has breath praising the Lord. It doesn't just have to be reserved for people. It's animals, too.
Animals, too? Okay, so let's see this animal praise. Okay. That's ridiculous, actually. That dog is worthless.
I'll have to teach you.
And I need you to help me pick out videos. Can you help me with that? Well, we've seen babies and puppies so far.
Yeah.
Do we have any airplanes crashing or anything cool, man,
y'all
that we can make comments on?
Louis. Y'all have to teach Louis to do that.
Yeah. Oh, no. Louis, we do. Louis yells like that.
We'll put scripture in front of it, and then it's him praising the Lord.
It's embarrassing to me. I don't want that on my media.
That's a great idea.
I want like a big attack dog killing a pig is what I want. What? Have any of y'all ever been pig hunting with dogs before? It's crazy cool.
It's called bay hunting.
No, we have. So my good friend Brian Dobson, man, he would jump on them and slay them with a knife, and the dogs would bay them. And he's like, Pastor Troy, I'd like to give you the honor, sir. And I was like, I do not want to jump on that pig with a knife. And I was looking at all these guys. All these guys are buff. They're all chiseled. And they were all just standing there going, we want to give you the honor, sir. And I was like, I don't want to on the inside. I had to man up, man. I jumped on. I started screaming like a Comanche Indian. Now, that's what it did. It wasn't. In my mind, it looks a lot cooler, but.
But it wasn't.
I don't think it was. Okay, do you have one more? And is it a child, a baby, or a puppy dog?
Okay, no. So then we'll have to go to the last one.
Last one? What is that one?
This one is, let's thank the Lord that Jesus has paid the price for it all so that we don't have to come back missing these types of payments.
All right, let's see. What is this?
Kenzie, I got some. But you're not going to believe what it costs me. Kenzie, I caught some. But you're not going to believe what it costs me.
I was about to believe what it costs me. Okay, now that was a good
one. That was good. That's
you
my
did
favorite.
A fine job. You did a fine job. Okay. All right. You know what? I am going to dismiss somebody here, and I don't know who I'm going to dismiss, but I'm going to dismiss somebody here because I'm going to bring up the next person. Yeah. Who is it?
It's Connie. She's back now.
I'm the...
Oh, are you the one that's going to...
We're taking turns, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Connie, we're going to stick to your plan here, and we're going to get through all this, mm-hmm. okay?
Okie dokes.
All right, so listen, we're going to switch. Guys, be sure and say hi to Miss Connie. Right on. Be sure and do that when you see her around today. Be sure and do that. Guys, I'd like to introduce the love of my life. Pastor Leanna Brewer is here. Bring her up here. Well. How are you, Miss Pris?
Just for the record, I liked the puppy praising.
Yes.
Oh, I know. And it's like, I want to eat puppies. Right on. We have a puppy, and I mean, there is also a baby fawn that we have been taking care of, which is totally legal to take care of baby fawn.
Talk about that.
Like, it's illegal. We're not keeping it. We're just taking care of it. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I promise you we ain't keeping it.
You gotta tell her that.
I promise you. Although I will tell you guys that I got a pig to slaughter, and
shouldn't have named him. That's all I can say.
I named him Butkus, as in Dick Butkus. You know, the football player, and that's a great name for a pig, Butkus, right? And I didn't think I thought I could still slaughter a pig if his name was Butkus.
But you can pet him.
And you can ride him.
Yes, and he comes to you when you call his name, and he eats out of your hand.
He's hungry. All
he's
those things he does because he's hungry.
Yep. I have pets.
Any animal will do that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Well, I need y'all to pray for me about that because he's big enough now, and Leanna's like every day, like, do not touch my Butkus.
Not happening. He's going to live a long, prosperous life.
Well, I want to talk to you about a couple of things here today. Today, everybody went to the Open Door Food Bank, and we were at the Open Door Food Bank. It was crazy cool. And 34 years.
Mm-hmm. Yikes!
It's got to be more than that because wait a minute, is it 34 years? Yeah, it's 34 years. Mm-hmm. 1990. That was 34 years ago, right?
That's how old I am.
Isn't that crazy that 1990 was 34 years ago?
Yeah. Wow.
Man. Do you know that my 40-year reunion is coming up? High school reunion?
You're older than Rebecca.
Yeah. My 40-year high school reunion is coming up next year, and yours is coming up the year after that.
So?
Yes. Everybody's like, will you go to that? Oh, you dang Skippy. I'll go to
that. Are you invited?
Well, here's the problem.
That's what I'm about to ask.
No, we can send Ben, and they'll just think you aged really well.
Yeah.
No, we'll go in for you.
Everybody thinks I graduated high school from Joshua, but I actually didn't because I was thrown out of Joshua. And then I moved into my dad. I moved in with my dad. My dad and his wife got separated so that I could live with my dad. And then me and my daddy both slept in the same bed my 10th grade year, 11th grade year, and 12th grade year. And we rented a room. And then we went, he put me in a little fundamentalist Baptist, basically Amish school for me to graduate from. And I did. And they were really good to me. And thank God they taught me the word. And they were super good to me. But I graduated, and though I graduated with honors, I graduated third in my class, which is a true story. It's also true there were only three of us in our graduation.
Yes. That's
and the other two guys have actually passed away, and they were both good friends of mine when they passed away, and it was pretty recent that they passed away. And they both passed away in the same year, which I was like wearing armor every day for 6 months. Like, man, that's crazy. So I don't think I'll be having a high school reunion, right? I will when I get to heaven.
Yeah,
because both of those guys really love the Lord.
Yes, they
truly,
did.
Truly love the Lord, good both guys. Of them did. Really good guys and good friends for decades. But I might go and bust up the Joshua High School reunion or something like
that. You can come to mine. You can be my plus one.
Well, actually, man, this is fine. Quit messing with my microphone, son. Thank you. Leave me alone.
keep on moving it away from you.
Yeah, I know. I know. I can hear me. I can tell when I'm not
just
on.
Just making sure.
Quit it. You're bothering me.
That's what I'm here for.
You sit like you walk.
Get away from me.
You're waddling in your chair back and forth. And so
I move around. But listen, man, my voice is the same everywhere I go. I've been doing this my whole life, man. I know what I'm doing. Welcome to my world. He gets the microphone caught in my mustache when he does that. And he thinks it's so funny. And that's what he's trying to do. And he wants that live. And then he hopes I say a bad word. And I'm not going to say
that. That is not fully true.
No. I need to stay on track.
I will, but I do need to tell you something Ben did to me the other day. We were out at Redemption Ranch the other day. And Ben was there with me. And he knew I was going to push him into the electric fence.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I mean, that's what you do to your grown kids, right? You push them into the electric fence. Especially when they're grossly obese, because it takes them forever to get off of the fence.
Yeah.
And it's just hilarious. Now that I've said that, Ben was standing there next to me, and he knew I was about to push him into the electric fence. And I was standing there, and Ben did this. He said, "Hey, Dad." And I said, "What?" He put his arm on me, and he reached over and just grabbed it.
Oh, yeah.
And it didn't shock him. But I was like, make it stop. And I was like, I cannot believe you just did that. It was one of the coolest things I've ever seen him do. He just said, "Hey, Dad, sure do love you." And he just grabbed it and just started shocking the fire out of me. I nearly wet my britches.
Yeah, because Jerry's got those things like...
No, Jerry always shocks himself. Jerry always shocks himself.
One time, Jerry grabbed the fence, and you could literally hear his bones pop.
I mean, that is no lie. And because, man, we got it way vamped up because the cows are wild out there in West Texas. They're just wild, and they go through everything. It is... I'm telling you, man, it'll fry you. I mean, our electric fences are tough. And, man, Jerry goes, "Ow, kapop!" And you could just, it started, he leaned up against it, and I guess he needed realignment.
Yeah.
And we're like, were those your joints? Like, yeah, man, I had a bunch of them pop in my back, and one of my, like, the old electric fence therapy. Yeah, shock therapy.
No.
All right.
Does it make you glad you have boys now?
Yeah.
You've got boys, right?
Oh, they're here every day with the lovely teachers. So we have the best team.
They're good.
Run on, man.
Sweet boys.
Well, okay. So we're actually talking about the Open Door Food Bank.
Yes.
And I know I've already done this once before the cameras are on, but I want to put you guys on camera. How many of you guys were at the Open Door Food Bank today? Thank you. Woo-hoo! Thank you. Thank you. Thank
awesome.
You. Thank you.
Thank you.
And for those of you guys that weren't, do not feel condemned. We've been doing this for 30 years, 34 years without you. It's okay. You're just welcome. Right on. And you don't have to, it doesn't have to be an ODX weekend for you to come out. You can come out anytime you want to and be a part of it anytime that you want to. And we had plenty of help. That's the cool thing about us is we don't ever do things and go, "Well, if people don't show up, you know, we're going to be all messed up." That's not true. Typically, when people show up, we have trouble finding a place for people because we always have too many volunteers. Right. And that's a wonderful, wonderful problem to have.
It's a very good problem.
Open Door Church is a church that actually does things. Hallelujah. I think that's really cool.
Yes, it is.
Right on. Okay, so me and you started, before we started the Open Door Food Bank, we actually started the homeless outreach.
Yes, we did.
We started that out of the back of our truck. And I went up there to be the man of God, to feed people. Of course, all you wanted to do was make out.
Oh, yeah, I have issues.
I know. But I fought you off like the gentleman I was.
Okay.
You believe that? And I fought you off like a gentleman.
Let's ask the neighbor.
Okay. Neighbor. Ben actually lives next door to us now. And so... but no, honestly, man, one of our very first dates we ever went out on was actually to go feed people.
It is. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It was, yep.
And tomorrow, our homeless outreach team is going to be in the same exact parking lot that you and I were in back in 1986 when we were still teenagers.
It's so cool.
Yep.
So cool.
I think you were 17.
I was.
Yeah, so you were 17 and I was 19.
Yes, sir.
Right on. I don't think we were legal.
Probably not. Mm. I wasn't.
That's your limitations.
Right.
So, Yeah, man. So we went out there and we fed people, and then we continued to feed people, And then Mark Berry from Breadbasket Ministries started helping us, and we worked very closely with him. And then he got us connected to Operation Blessing, which is the 700 Club. And Mark actually hired me to work for the 700 Club, and I was a prayer counselor for the 700 Club, driving out to Walnut Springs Road.
I'm not sure what they were thinking at that time, but I'm glad they decided to sow into you.
It's so crazy because that was one of the first ministries I ever had, and it was on Walnut Springs Road in Dallas, and now we have a food bank on in Walnut Springs.
Wow.
I never connected that until just now. That was a prophecy.
Was.
It's just like the hotel that me and you stayed at on our wedding night was on Ben Street.
And here I am.
Wow.
It was. In a long time.
True story. Like,
but you know, also, too, what was prophetic is when you started.
Did you say pathetic or prophetic?
Prophetic.
Prophetic. Okay. I'm sorry.
You need to go get your ears taken care of.
I know. I can't hear anything.
You'd only been saved for like a week when you started that job. For real. You'd only been saved for a week.
And I was counseling for the 700 Club. This guy saved like a week.
But they gave you the handouts and all of those things, and you were doing what you were supposed to do, and they were training you. But I remember you coming, because we were prayer partners at the time, and you were going through some stuff, and we would get together all the time and we would pray. And you came to me after you got off doing the prayer thing for 700 Club. And you had gone, and it was before cell phones, way before cell phones. And you were supposed to come and get me, but you were like hours late. And what had happened is you had gotten a call from a woman who was in prostitution, and she was trying to get out, and you had went and picked her up from the place, one of the no-nos they told you not to do. You did it anyways. You picked her up, and you took her to
You're not supposed to do that when you work for the 700 Club. But because she was on Harry Hines. Yeah. She called the 700 Club and said, pray for me. I'm addicted. I'm being prostituted. Wow. And I was like, where are you at? And she said, I'm on Harry Hines. I'm like, okay, if I pick you up, will you go to rehab? And she said, yes. And so I hung up the phone, man. And because my office was there, I forgot about that.
Yeah. So, that was prophetic too, that all of the things that you do now were what God put in your heart in the very beginning. And you were faithful in those small things. Mm-hmm. You stewarded over them. And then now look what the Lord has done.
That's so good. I love that.
That's a good observation, Leanna. That's like really good. Okay. Also, I nearly went into the Run Over Your Pimp ministry that night.
You did, but you know what?
Started that long legacy of ministries. Chased him down the road a little bit. He come out yelling at me, and I just punched it. And like, you either get out of the way or you be a speed bump, man. I'm scared. I'm a country boy, and I'm in a big city. I was 19 years old, man. Anyway, and so, but yeah, that's exactly right. And then I came and got you, and I was like, man, I got to rescue a girl out of sexual slavery today.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I totally forgot about that. I haven't thought about that in years and years and years.
I love that.
That was a really neat night.
That was. Mm-hmm. That was really good. So then, man, we started, after we did that for a long time, it became evident that we needed our own food bank. We started our own food bank with the help of Operation Blessing. And Open Door Church is the longest recipient agency that Operation Blessing has out of all the food banks in the United States. We're the longest standing one.
Yes.
It's true. I was on the 700 Club recently, and it was just before Pat died, and me and Leanna went out there, and they actually gave me an Operation Blessing truck and said, hey, we looked in all of our files. You have outlasted everybody.
Wow.
You are the only guy from the 80s that we are still giving food to.
Wow.
And I'm like... Lord.
And you know, when you hear about these big ministries and you're like, they really do what they say they're doing. Mm-hmm. I mean, we see it all around the world from 700 Club, from giving us food, but also Samaritan's Purse and all of these big organizations that say, you know, we're digging water wells, we're feeding people, we're doing, they actually do it. So whenever you hear criticism coming against these people, don't jump on that bandwagon. You know what? They're doing a good work and the devil is after them. And so don't be a part of that. You know that we're all people. We all do things differently. And it may not be your flavor because, you know, we're not everybody else's flavor, but they really are doing it. And 700 Club has been a tremendous blessing to us. Huge.
Well, they revolutionized news media as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now everybody does Christian news. Mm-hmm. For forever, it was only Pat Robertson that did that. And it's like I was recently on the Trinity Broadcast Network on the Steckleback show. Mm-hmm. Have you guys seen that? Mm-hmm. And by the way, if you haven't seen that, y'all go to odx.tv and look it up and see where I'm a guest on other people's shows and look up the Steckleback show and look it up because I was just there. Okay, that guy was over CBN's or the Christian Broadcasting Network or the 700 Club or Pat Robertson's news thing. And now, like, if you look at all these guys like Flashpoint or all these different news things that are on Christian media now, all of those guys come from Pat Robertson's team.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank goodness.
And I praise God for it. I think it's one of the most effective, most powerful ministries that has ever been is the 700 Club and CBN, and we used to work on their flying hospital.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Leanna and I worked with Pat Robertson, and they used us to be the tour guides for the flying hospital. Like the first year we were married, which we got married in 89.
Yeah, that was really neat. Aww. What a privilege.
Well, they have given us not just millions of pounds, they have given us hundreds of millions of pounds.
Lord, amen.
Since the 1980s.
Oh, God.
Yeah, no joke, guys, no joke. I mean, today, guys, even today out at the Open Door Food Bank, I want you guys to look at these numbers. This happened here today. 2,528 people. Can y'all put that on screen? Thank you. 2,528 people, 81,000 pounds of food, and 13 first-time salvations out there.
Yay. Today. That's huge.
So you guys, y'all have probably heard my spill that I like to give before we go out there, because the culture is just as important as as the food. The food we give in abundance, and I'm going to give some of you guys a chance here in just a second, if you will. Look, they already got pictures up, which is amazing. So that's actually from this morning. But I want you, if you have a question or a comment, or if you are a part of that, I want you guys to get ready to do that. I'm about our food bank. But I tell everybody, and have been telling everybody for over three decades, hey, let me tell you how this is going to go. Number one, we're going to treat everybody as if they paid $200 to enter onto our property, and then we're going to give them way more than $200 worth of groceries.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. You don't know what it's like to be any of those people. There's not a single person that is in that line that wants to be in that line. Mm. There's nobody that thought 5 years ago, 5 years from now, I'll be waiting in a food line. You know, they didn't think that. We're not going to judge them if they have a nice car. Mm-hmm. We're not going to judge them if they don't have a nice car. Mm-hmm. If you are going to be angry if somebody receiving food has a nicer car than you, then either get in line or go home.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right on. And it's like, well, that's just mean. Nope. That, let me just tell you, a lot of times I know what I'm talking about. That's from today, guys. Look at that.
So cool.
A lot of times, man, these places that do things in the name of Jesus are more the evangelists of hell than they are of heaven. And if you're going to give food away in the name of King Jesus, then you have to give it away the way that Jesus would give it, which is more than what they expected, better than what they expected, and they're treated with dignity and with honor. And you have to do that. And if you're not going to do that, then don't represent Jesus. You know, do it in the name of Bill Gates or something like that, right? Slander him. Amen. But if you're going to do it in the name of Jesus, man, you got to treat people good, and you got to treat them like family, and you got to love them.
Yeah.
I always say, and I said it this morning too, though I am a strong proponent, probably the strongest you know, of closed borders. Mm-hmm. And like, well, I don't know about that. That's because you don't rescue kids. Mm-hmm. If you rescue kids, you would want the borders closed. You have no idea the destruction that is being done by that. And it's not just in the United States, because see, those families have to get through Mexico before they get to the Tex-Mex border. And they have already been picked through way before they get to the border. Mm. Jesus. Way before they get to the Tex-Mex border. You have no idea how many untold numbers of families are being decimated and their children and their beautiful wives being thrown into slavery 1,000 miles south of the American border. Mm-hmm. But nobody even talks about that. So I know it because we rescue kids in Mexico. Mm-hmm. And we know when we rescue them, we know what happened to them and where they were abducted at and how that, you know, and what a big mess it is. Now that I've said all that, when we feed people here, I do not care if they're here legally or not. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That is not my job and my role in that moment. I said I would give away food in the name of Jesus. So my job is to give away food in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And guys, people that are here illegally and waiting in a food line need to eat just like anybody that is here legally and waiting in a food line. The qualification is that we invited people to come and they came.
Amen.
The qualification is not their social security number. Why do I need somebody's social security number to give away food? Mm-hmm. Why? I mean, honestly, I want you to think about why would I possibly need that? Why would I need to know how much money somebody makes for me to give away food? Can anybody tell me, just say a reason. Why would I need to know how much money somebody makes for me to give away food? Honestly, I'm not going to shout you down. Can anybody think of a reason?
Control.
So accountability. Accountability, right?
Yeah, that's the one.
Well, because of accountability. Dude, accountability is not upon the recipient. Mm-hmm. Accountability is upon the name of the person who is using the name of Jesus.
Yep. That's good.
How did Jesus qualify the woman at the well? Mm. How did Jesus qualify anybody that he has given himself to? Mm-hmm. He holds himself responsible for doing the Father's will.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
It is not Jesus to hold people accountable to you giving them mercy in the name of King Jesus.
Yep.
Now, if they're going to work for you, no, you hold them accountable.
Mm.
That's a whole different ball game. Those people are not working for us and they don't owe us anything. Mm. We're the ones who are there to represent Jesus. We owe Jesus. That's why we're out there doing that.
Mm. Yep.
Amen. Yes. It's completely different lens. And so because of that, God blesses it and he gives us millions and millions and millions of pounds of food.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And we buy millions of pounds of food as well. But I just can't tell you how important it is that we do that and that we take on the responsibility of that. And we do not only do we not turn it over to the government, that we should, if you suspect anything other than something nefarious is going on, if the government is involved in it, you're the one that is irresponsible.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the government's role. That is the role of the body of King Jesus. And we prostitute our authority by turning that over to the government.
Mm-hmm.
And I will never do that. Mm-hmm. Amen. So Amen. Whenever we do the food bank, we say, this is what time we're going to do it. People start lining up. People started lining up last night.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about yesterday, last night. They sit out there all night long. And I want you to think about the mentality of somebody. Mm-hmm. Okay, if the food bank starts at 8 a.m., and if the warehouse is there where all the food is, and if we're going to go from 8 to 11, why would you show up at 8 instead of showing up at 11? Because if you show up at 11, you ain't got to wait in line because the food comes from the warehouse there. But you're not going to talk those people into that because they're desperate. Like, I would be out there at 10:59. I ain't sitting out there all night long. Like, why? Because the warehouse is right here. So if they run out of food, they should have more food to give me.
That's good. Wow.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But because they don't trust the body of Jesus.
Wow.
Because that's not how the body of Jesus is famous for acting. The body of Jesus is famous for saying, okay, here's your 16-page thing I need you to fill out. And we're going to talk to you. And if we like you, we're going to give you one bag of groceries, but you got to show up for all the, you got to show up for church. You got to show up for all of these classes. Mm-hmm. And then after you show up for all these classes, you're going to prove to us that you look for a job. Okay. That's discipleship. That is not outreach.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to know the difference between discipleship and outreach. Jesus held the disciples accountable to so many things that he did not share the masses to.
Mm-hmm.
And man, you got to know the difference between those two things. And so, man, I have drugged poor Leanna and our youth to food banks all over the world. And we would go through the line and act like we needed food, which we were poorer than a lot of people there that was getting food. And we would go through that. And what I would learn every single time is how not to treat human beings.
Mm-hmm.
Look, if I tell you to come in at 8 o'clock, I don't mean we're going to start at 10:15 or whenever I feel like it. I'm not a doctor. I can't believe doctors get away with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, a bunch of dope pushing, no time, knowing
not
knuckleheads.
Not all doctors are like that.
They're mostly like that.
No, they're not.
And then if I go and if I have a 10:30 appointment and if they say, And if it's 10:35, I will get up and ask them, are you guys going to see me at around 10:30, or should I come back at another time when you guys tell me the truth? Because I'm busy. And I'm not going to sit here all day long and pay you for you to waste my day.
Why are we talking about
the? Am I like that? Look,
yes,
you see how fired I am.
You are no fun.
You went off on a rabbit trail. Let's come back in.
Yes. I am. Hear me say this. Yeah. Hear me say this, guys. Listen to me say this. The body of Jesus is famous for treating people terrible. And we have to change that.
Yes, we do.
That's true.
It is on us to change that. We have got to treat people right. We have to love people. If we're going to do it in the name of Jesus, man, we have to do it right.
So good. Yes, Jesus.
So thank you guys for helping us do that. Thank you. Thank you.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Well, very good. So anybody here have a question or a comment?
You said
you was at the food bank here today. I'll get to him last.
Okay. Yep.
I will. Thank you. Anybody have a question or comment? You are at the food bank. All right. Casey, I see you over there, man. You've been coming for a long time, man. So in a short word, what did you see out there today? Give us your testimony, because I know that you got one.
Seen a couple, you know, testimonies.
Go ahead and speak right in that mic, buddy. There you go. A
couple of testimonies and everything, a few.
Yep.
It was just amazing. You know, and there's a couple that we prayed for here at the April one, and they actually came through the line today, and they went up to Oklahoma for, or we prayed for his heart and everything for a surgery.
Hang on a second, stop. So we're having trouble understanding you.
Sorry.
You are so from Joshua.
There you go. Is that better?
Okay, so you had people at the food bank there that had gone to a food bank in Oklahoma?
Is no,
that
no. They came here to the one in April.
In April.
Okay.
When we had the one in April.
So they were here at the ODX weekend in April.
Okay. Yes.
They're back here again. Are they here in the room?
No, in the room, but they came through the line again today, and I got to hear the testimony and everything, and the guy's surgery went very well, so, you know, he had a heart fusion and everything, so, yep.
Okay, so he was healed of a heart disease.
Yes, he was healed of a heart disease.
That's amazing.
That's awesome.
Prayed for his wife's knees and stuff. She had a heart, knee surgery and everything, too, so, yeah.
That's outstanding. Thank you, Casey.
Yay.
That's great. Yeah. That's a good testimony.
That is a good report.
That's a really good testimony.
That's a good one.
Yes, sir. You have a testimony?
Yeah. My name's Michael. This is my second time at the food bank. And sometimes I like being the second person that gets to greet someone, because all these salvations are coming. But I had 5 baptisms of the Holy Spirit to where people wanted power and wanted to become witnesses, you know, and stuff, because I mean, we're all hungry for something, but these people were hungry for power to do what we're doing.
Come on.
So grace was abounding. So I just was so encouraged by people getting activated, not just the healings and all the other things, but man, I could just see the hunger in their eyes. And some of them even go to this church and they weren't baptized in the Holy Spirit. So, you know, it's like we have to go after that. And that's what I go after is the power of God unto salvation is one thing. But the power of God to lead other people to salvation is something we must encourage and cause people to become aware of. Because it's salvation, then the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So we were double teaming them today like crazy, you know. It's like,
come on.
One's getting saved, then we get activated, you know. But there's nothing like what happens in Joshua. I've never seen anything like it in my life, and
I'm so
grateful to be a part of this team. Thank you very, very, very much.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
You're awesome.
Good.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, so I've got a good friend of mine named Nick Leone, and he's here, and he's got a ministry called Bold as a Lion. Is that right? Bold as Lions. It's plural. Right on. And I don't know, you might actually see me wearing a Bold as Lions shirt all the time. I'm always represented, man. So that's actually Nick's. And Nick has been staying out at my house the past couple of days, and we were sitting down by the creek last night. I got this beautiful place on my property that the creek runs through it, and I never had access to it. We moved in that place in 2016. I never had access to it, and I recently got on my tractor and just plowed through the trees and go, I got to get access to this place. And now it's like my favorite place on the whole property. And we're sitting down there, and he started telling me this testimony. So guys, I know that everybody here supports Troy Brew Ministries, and I'm so grateful. Amen. I want to make sure that you leave here with the kind of miracle that happened with Nick financially.
Ooh,
amen. And so I want him to tell us. So tell me, Nick, what happened, dude?
Yeah, you bet. So I'm in sales, and you know, with sales, you got ebbs and flows, right? And so last year, around October, you know, I was kind of struggling. We had a kind of a rough year as far as that goes. I was driving Lyft on the side outside of sales. So I'd work all day and then I'd drive Lyft at night to cover our bills. And my wife, Molly wanted me to make sure to say this was her idea.
Okay, yeah.
Just so you know. Yeah.
And that you were at first disobedient, something like that?
No, I'm always down for that kind of stuff. But yeah, so we had kind of a safety net for our monthly lease in the bank, and God put it on Molly's heart to let go of that safety net and give it to Troy Brewer Ministries.
Okay, I want to
save
stop.
More kids out of rescue.
I want to stop. Understand, they had a savings account, and they had a certain amount of money in a savings account, which was a lot of money, and the Lord told them to give that money to Troy Brewer Ministries. Mm. Now look. Whenever people do something like that, it totally freaks me out. And you can ask Leanna, because I'm the kind of guy that will go, okay, here's what I need to know from you. Did you hear God speak, or is this something you feel like you need to do? Because you might change your feeling tomorrow or the next day. And so don't do it.
You try to talk people out of their blessing.
Am I telling the truth?
It is true. It's easier for us to do that, and we do it all the time.
We do it recklessly.
That's what we do. But when people tell us they're going to do it, we're like...
We just start crying.
Okay.
We just start freaking out. And this guy, and I know this guy, he has a beautiful wife and a beautiful family, and they were like, okay, we got X amount of money in our savings, and we want this. We want to rescue some kids, and we want to give this to you. And I was like, wow. And so I'm sorry to interrupt you, but it was a big deal, man. It was a big deal.
It was a big moment. And so we did that. And literally the next month in September, so just to give you guys an idea, my quota for the whole year was probably about 500 grand in sales. September, I sold 253,000 in 1 month.
Wow.
I did 550 grand the year prior in sales for the whole year. This year I finished at 1.1 million.
Yay!
The year before, my income was probably at most I ever made was maybe 150 grand. This year I'll finish over 360,000 for the year.
Oh my
Praise
God.
Jesus.
So the breakthrough is there, and it's all God's anyway. Right?
Wow.
It was just a key to go, okay.
Let go.
And we love what you guys are doing, man. I tell you that all the time. Absolutely. We're in. The Leonis are in with you. We love the Brewers. Yeah. Love what you're doing.
Thanks, man. Yeah, we love you too, brother.
Yeah, you bet.
And I feel sorry for you because you used to go to Pastor Darren Stott's church.
That's right.
Oh, we love Darren.
I love Darren.
I've been counseling you out of spiritual abuse.
Oh, my God. That is so funny.
There's another couple right over here. One of them's beautiful. The other one's not so much.
Just jealous these of guys, the beard.
These guys just moved here from Seattle. They also went to Pastor Darren's church. Wow. They moved here to Texas. Hey, man, would you guys stand up, man? Guys, this is Dennis and Evelyn. Right on. Woo! It's good to know those guys. Evelyn is actually Ugandan. She's actually originally Ugandan. Of course, she's American now, but I mean, that already makes her family with us. Yes. I mean, we have such an affinity with Uganda. Anyway, guys, they just moved here last week. So you guys be sure and get to know them, tell them you love them and be their friends, right on?
Yeah.
They took a big chance of moving here. They sure did. Right on. I think I'm going to put you in charge of my complaint department, though, Dennis. Doesn't he just look like he could ground and pound somebody, man?
Oh my God.
You guys are awesome. I bless you in Jesus' name. All right. Well, guys, it's just about time, man, for us to finish this up, and then we're going to take a break, and then we're going to lock the doors, and I'm going to share something behind the veil with you guys right after having this break. I love the testimony. I love the testimonies over there. Casey, you did a great job. All the people that are around in this room, including...
Yes, sister.
I was trying to tell her to wait.
You keep hitting my microphone. Well,
I know, that's
man.
Why I moved it earlier. I wasn't trying to get in your
my
beard.
Microphone. Up it.
I'm glad.
And you're bad. You're just like your mama.
It's an elbow range, man.
I love to interrupt. That's
hit me in the
on.
Face with my own mic, man.
I hit you in the face with your
No, you slapped me.
Well, you deserve it.
I was just walking here, guys. I don't...
What's going on in here? What are you doing?
Well, I have an assignment.
You have an assignment?
Yes. From very down in the Amazon.
Yeah.
Okay. Someone asked me for this special day to give you something in the name of the people in the Amazon. So, but I can't give you this without showing you this.
You can't keep a secret.
Querido Pastor Tronco, hoy es una fecha muy especial. Y quiero hacer la entrega del escudo de las armas de la Brigada 26 de Selva del Ejército Nacional. Decirle que este escudo se le entregan a las grandes personalidades, a los grandes soldados quienes marcaron una huella muy especial en la seguridad del Departamento del Amazonas. Decirle que me siento muy orgulloso y que lo admiro mucho a usted y a ese hermoso ministerio por esa labor que hace de salvar niños y niñas de la violencia y traerlos a sus hogares. Como soldado de Colombia, quiero felicitarlo y quiero decirle que realmente la labor que ustedes hacen es una labor muy especial, es una labor muy bonita que el Señor la mira con los mejores ojos. Lo quiero mucho, amado pastor, y le pido a Dios que lo continúen bendiciendo.
Wow.
Wow. So, that's beautiful.
So before you show me that, who was that?
Excuse me?
We got to tell everybody who that was.
Colonel. Yeah.
Well, he's the colonel in the Colombian army that goes in and takes on the cartel. Amen. And we partner with that guy and we pray for that guy and we also support his troops. Yeah. And he goes in and gets in these huge gunfights with these bad cartel guys out in the jungle and allows us to pray over his teams, and he prays over our teams. And then when they rescue kids, they turn those kids over to us.
Wow. Correct.
So what did he give me?
I'm already crying because it's something that, as he mentioned, is given just from the government to people who really impact in big way the Amazon. So the troops of the Amazon are giving you this and says to Pastor Troy Brewer, this is a recognition for the gratitude we feel for the invaluable support that you have been giving to the troops in Leticia, Amazonas. Thank you.
Wow.
That is incredible, Swanami.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Wow.
I love you, Swanami.
Wow, that's beautiful.
I sure do love you. Man, that's beautiful.
That is beautiful.
That is a very honor, you know, distinguished honor that they're doing.
Yeah.
And feel honored just to be the one give it to you. And he wanted to be here so bad, and I know the Mario over there was like recording.
Mario, thanks, man. We do love you, brother. Thank you. Mario is Swanami's husband. And listen, he's the guy behind the scenes that makes so many things happen.
Yes, he does.
And he is brave, brave, brave.
Yes, he's amazing.
He's incredible. Mm-hmm. And guys, that's awesome, man.
Yes.
Gosh almighty, that's cool. Well.
Surprise.
So the government only gives this to guys that have made a tremendous military contribution.
Yes. Yes.
Saved somebody, rescued somebody, mm-hmm. something. And they gave me
like
one.
Like heroic work.
Yeah. Well, guys, listen, they gave this to me, but all of us get this.
It belongs to all of you.
This is all of ours. We've all partnered together to make this thing happen.
Yeah, I
get a lot of credit I don't deserve, but I get a lot of blame I don't either, so that's okay. It all works out. But guys, thank you. Thank you for the impact. Thank you for your partnership. Thank you for being who you are. Thank you for standing with us. Thank you for getting past whatever I've said or done to offend you, and you shook it off. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Really and truly, thank you for that. I'm bound to, listen, you talk enough, man, you're going to say something stupid. And I just naturally say things stupid. So, and I think it's funny. And I want to just say thank you. Thank you so much, guys, for loving people that you do not know. It's a tremendous blessing to do this ministry. And you know what, Swanami, I can't believe that you kept this thing secret. Cool. Well, that's going to be one of my most prized possessions.
Thank you to everyone that is watching, too.
Everybody, that's right on. Everybody that's watching. Well, friends, everybody that's watching all over the world, friends, listen, we're about to have to leave you, and we're all going to take a break for a few minutes, and we're going to mill around, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to go behind the veil, but not online. This is exclusive to the room as we share some secret squirrel stuff with these amazing people who have traveled here. I hope that you can make it here for the next ODX weekend. If you are a Stage 2 participant or Stage 3 participant, and join us here on October the 5th. On October the 5th will be our next ODX weekend. It's free. I'll provide the meal. I'll provide everything. All you got to do is get here and come help me reach almost 3,000 people for Jesus at a food outreach. Hang out, meet your friends, meet all those kinds of people. If you have not yet signed up for ODX, simply do that. Go to odx.tv and sign up for the Stage 2 or the Stage 3, and you'll get all the things, guys, that we've been talking about. Plus, we'll have all these exclusive gatherings. And if you need information, or if you need a friend, or if you need a prayer, you can call us at 877-413-0888. Thank you, Pastor Leanna Brewer. Thank you for joining us. Thank you, Pastor Ben Brewer.
Thank you.
So happy that you're here. Rebecca, I bless you and I love you, and praise God for you. Pastor Swami, I bless you and love you and call you blessed. Guys, until the next episode on Tuesday of The Pulse, I call you the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, and highly favored of the Lord. Bye-bye, everybody.